Well, I see this is the second day you're out striking, you know. And have you found that from that first, the first time you're out there, that there was much difference made, or how was the response?
Yeah, I think today we've got actually the support is a lot bigger than the first day, and just even the amount of people honking their horns, driving past and dropping the bits and pieces off. So we're feeling quite positive today.
Yeah, and how are the the members you've been talking to there, have they been saying anything, how it's been affecting them, or you know, what the response has been from patients and stuff like that?
Oh, patients are totally pissed, to be honest. Even last day, I was leaving stuff around the cancer centre, and all of the patients were saying they were proud of us and we were doing the right thing.
That's good to hear. And other unions as well, like Unison, for example, have they been good, you know, giving support or solidarity?
Yeah, we would all work collaboratively just to kind of ensure that we're not breaching each other's strike and that we're supporting each other as much as possible.
Sure, and then from today as well, I mean, what's your plan kind of going forwards? Are you going to consult the members again with that, or look at things again in the new year?
Well, we'll just be basically waiting on a response from the government, and obviously if there is no movement before Christmas, then there'll be further industrial action planned.
Absolutely, very good, you know. And I know there's been a lot of problems recently, you know, with the cost of living and stuff like that, we'd have done a lot of things for. I mean, have you found that members have been finding it difficult during the cost of living crisis? I mean, is there anything they've been present? Because I know it's not certainly not cheap to get in here, it's not cheap to park, all that stuff, you know.
It's had a massive impact on our staff. Actually, quite a lot of nurses are leaving and having to join agencies because they literally can't afford just the basics, as in parking, driving to work, mortgages, and then obviously with all the stress rates going up, it's added burden and fuel costs and home heating. So it's having a massive impact.
Yeah, and there's a lot of agency staff and things as well. I mean, that I think is one of your problems as well. Have you heard anything back from the government or anybody, you know, with regards to that, or is there a plan going forward?
Well, no, I think they need to invest in looking at some kind of enhanced bank rate for our auxiliary staff and nursing staff to try and keep the staff within the trust, so that they're not paying those fees for actual agencies. Mm-hmm. But that requires regional input and all of the trust to work together. It's a very slow process.